بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كريم ونود كتاب إسلام قائد collections of our beliefs. We come to the next chapter with regard to bid'ah, that is innovations. Bid'ah literally means innovation. In terms of the Sharia, it is the introduction of a new deed in deen, which number one cannot be substantiated from the Quran and Hadith. Number two, it did not exist in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Tabi'in rahmatullahu alayhim, and during the period of their followers, the Tabi Tabi'in. To regard such an innovation as an integral part of deen and thereby act upon it, or conversely, to regard an integral part of deen as being non-essential and thereby shun it, will also be treated as bid'ah. Similarly, to apply or to specify certain conditions to a permissible act of Sharia, which has no basis in the Sharia, will also fall within the scope of bid'ah. Bid'ah is a major sin after kufr and shirk. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "To introduce a new thing in deen is bid'ah, and bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance leads one to the fire of Jahannam." Bid'ah is of two types, one in beliefs and one in action. The first type, that is bid'ah fil aqaid, can in certain cases take a person out of the fold of Islam, and in certain cases not. This is when people invent new beliefs or invent their own understanding of concept of Islam, which was not understood by the pious predecessors. The second type of bid'ah fil amal, will not cause a person to lose his iman, but will render him a sinner and deviated. Some examples of bid'ah acts and customs in vogue are decorating the graves with a covering, that is a chadar, lighting of lamps at graves, cementing or casting concrete on the surface of the graves, erecting domes on the graves, to wear garlands at marriage ceremonies, stipulating the 3rd, the 7th, the 40th day, etc., for reciting the Quran Sharif for Isale Sawab, participating in the customs of Milad, that is the celebration of the birth of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or Urs, or Gyarvi Sharif, placing food at the graves, kissing the graves, adding words before or after azan, like salat and salam, to make dua after janazah salah, to do a certain action or zikr in a specific way and at a specific time with the intention that there will be more reward, to give azan at the grave after burying the deceased, to perform nafal salah in a specific way on specific nights. A person involved in bid'ah does not get the ability to make tawbah, that is to repent. He will be deprived of the water of Kawthar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala save us all. It is not permissible to honor a bid'ati, that is a person involved in bid'ah. This is because by doing so it entails destroying the structure of deen. The next chapter is superstition. It is the belief of Muslims that Allah Ta'ala is the controller of the entire universe. The Quran states, "No misfortune can happen on earth, nor afflict your souls, except that it had already been recorded in a book before we bring it into existence. That is truly easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the passing of time, man is influenced by different ideas which weakens one's iman, one of which is superstitious beliefs. A Muslim should at all times have firm belief that Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is controlling this universe and he has complete power. No witchcraft, no magic, no sangomas, no evil spirits of the ancestors can give you death or cause harm to you. Everything happens only by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." give us tawfiq to correct. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi al-lazina as-safa. Alhamdulillah, last night the 26 para was recited in Tarawih Salah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again explains the honor of the Qur'an Kareem and the great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to catch up with where we left off yesterday, the last surah of the 24th para, Surah Jasiya. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great honor of the Qur'an Kareem. From this we learn how Allah ta'ala emphasizes that Qur'an Kareem is that kitab that has come specially from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. This is the revelation, this kitab from Allah Rabbul Izzat, especially from Allah, who is most powerful and most wise. In other words, this kitab should be part of our life. It's not becoming that a Muslim doesn't recite Qur'an Kareem and with the intention of hidayat and bringing it part of his life. When a person does this, then he will fulfill his object of life, and that is inna bis samawati wal ard la ayati lil mu'minin, that in the heavens and the earth are clear signs for the believers, that is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person won't just be blindfolded and carrying on his life. He'll realize وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ رِزْقٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ آيَاتٌ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. That the changing of the day of the night, the day and the night, the coming down of waters from the heaven, and rizq and sustenance comes out from which Allah Ta'ala brings the dead ground back to life, the moving of the air and the clouds, etc. All this are clear signs, but for who people will use their intelligence, their aqal which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed us with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take a lesson and make your life part of Qur'an Kareem. Allah ta'ala says, Haza huda, this is the part of hidayat. And those who does believe in the signs of their Rabb, their Creator, for them Allah ta'ala has prepared a very, very severe and painful punishment for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like the Bani Israel. وَلَقَدْ أَتِينَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحُكْمُ وَالنُّبُوَّةِ. We gave them the kitab, we gave them the guidance, we gave them nabuwa, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to them. We gave them beautiful sustenance, and we gave them position and favor over all the other people. But instead of realizing, they got involved in arguments and disobeying the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they went astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Haza basairu linnas. These are clear open signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for people, and this will lead you to guidance. In other words, our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say so beautifully, jisne apni basirat ki hifazat, apni basarat ki hifazat ki, Allah Ta'ala unko basirat ata farmaye. That whoever controls his gazes, Allah will open the eyes of his heart. He will able to gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will see the path of hidayat, and he will وَرَحْمَةُ لِقَوْمِ يُكِنُونَ. He will get mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all this for those people who bring firm yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says very clearly, realize this fact, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوْا سَيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. That people who are leading their own type of lifestyle in sin, in disobedience, do they think that we're going to treat them the same like those people who bring iman and do good deeds? In other words, the pious servants of Allah, سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ, they think their living and their dying is the same. In the world, they look like they're walking around the same. But the pious servants, what they enjoy in their hearts, the sinners can never get enjoyment. And at the time of mort, what honor and enjoyment they will get, as we hear in the kitab in mort kiyat every night, what enjoyment the pious servants of Allah get, those sinners that disobey Allah will never get that. So Allah says, if you have this type of wrong ideology, that we are the same, what's wrong with the pious? Why the same as we become pious? We are living the same type of lifestyle. Sa'ama yahkumun, you're making a very, very bad decision and you're coming to a very bad conclusion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, see how Allah ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth. All this Allah ta'ala will reward every person according to what actions he did, and Allah will not oppress anybody in the least. But Allah ta'ala says, don't be like a stupid idiot. Afaraita man ittakhadha ilahu hawa. You saw that person who made his God, his passion and desires. His haram desires, he made that his God. Allah ta'ala says, وَعَظَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Despite outwardly he thought he had lot of knowledge, even knowledge of deen, and you make your passion and desires your God, that you just want to follow the trend of this world. And Shaitan will tell you, we're living in the modern world, the world of technology. So we have to use all the different types of technology to spread deen. Let it not be that we are using our passion and desires just to get fame, and we say we're spreading deen. Allah Ta'ala says, وَخَتَّمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِ. Allah Ta'ala will put a seal on your ears, on your heart. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصْرِ غِشَاوَةٍ. There will be a veil on your eyes. You won't able to see the truth that you're going in the wrong direction. فَمَنْ يَهْدِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Then who will give you guidance after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Why don't you take a reminder? Why don't you take heed and take lesson? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like the kuffar who say, وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتِنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ. That there is only one life, and only time will take us away. Nothing else will take us away. Our life is not in the hands of God. This is the height of stupidity. Our life and death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is just their own vain ideas and thoughts that they have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is the one who gives you life and death, and very soon Allah is going to gather you on the day of Qiyamah. There is no doubt whatsoever. Have this firm belief and prepare for a day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything belongs in the heavens and earth for Allah. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَ إِذِ يَخْسَرُ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. When Qiyamah is established, and that day those people who had false beliefs and went astray, they'll be in total loss. And you'll see how people will be coming on the day of Qiyamah, walking on their knees, on their heels, in different conditions. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, however, those who brought iman and do good deeds, فَيَدْخُلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِي. Allah will enter them in His mercy, and that will be total success. On the other hand, those that disbelieve because of their pride and arrogance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be suffering, and they will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were great regret and pleading for salvation. Allah ta'ala will say, وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Today we forget about you, how you forgot about meeting us on this day. We warned you and we told you this day is going to come, but you say you thought that this day will not come, and you did not prepare for it. وَمَعْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. It is like locking up a person into the prison and throwing the keys away and say, now we not cared about you. And worse is when you are going to be entered into the fire of Jahannam. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. There will be no helper for you. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala says, don't وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. That this life of this dunya have given them deception. You don't fall into the deception. You create your connection with Allah and realize, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All praises belong only to Allah. After all, who is Allah? The creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator and sustainer and nourisher of all the universes. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All loftiness, all greatness, all might and power belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is the most powerful, He is the most wise. In the next surah, in the next para, Surah Al-Ahqaf, Allah Ta'ala starts with, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us with aspects with regard to Qiyamah, and prepare for that day, gain the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, when the day of Qiyamah comes and Allah gathers all the servants, the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who did not believe, they will come in total disgrace and they will be feeling ashamed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't have any doubt. أَنَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. That they say that Quran الْيَعْزُ بِاللَّهِ is fabricated by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If that is the case, tell them that they should also present one. But it is totally a big lie, and this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the other hand, People despite all the odds and all the taunts what people make when you come or come onto the path of deen. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. Those people who said our Rabb, our Creator, our Sustainer is Allah. That is, they brought iman and they strengthened their iman. Summa istaqamu, by how? By remaining steadfast, doing what they are supposed to do, the basic commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For such people, wala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. They got no fear what is happening in the world. All the propaganda, all the Jewish lobbies, etc., saying that they controlling the economy, etc., they know all this is just a big lie. Everything is in the control of Allah. Wala hum yahzanun. They won't grieve to leave this world, that what will happen to our family, etc. Allah is taking care of us, Allah is taking care of the whole world. You can't look after yourself, where you going to look after your family? So bring iman and have istiqamah, steadfastness. Do what we have to do with regularity and punctuality. Allah says, Ulaika ashabul jannah. These are the people that will go to Jannah and they will remain in there forever and ever. And what a beautiful retribution and reward for those people who did good deeds. And together with that, one is hukukullah. You bring iman, but don't have a lopsided deen. On the other side is hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow human beings. And in there, the utmost and most important is وَوَصَيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانَ. Allah is giving us wasiyat, that be extremely kind and good to your parents under all conditions, even if they are non-believers. Be good and kind, don't follow their wrong beliefs, but be good and kind to them. All our parents, we should be extremely kind to them, especially our mothers. Allah Ta'ala says حَمَلَتْ أُمُّ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. What difficulty they went to bear you when you are small child in the womb, and when you came out of that womb from different conditions. Allah Ta'ala says, now when we give you strength and ability, realize and make shukr to Allah. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'matika allati an'amta alayhi wa ala walidayhi wa an a'mala salihan tardah wa aslih li fi dhurriyyati. Read this ayat daily and practice on this ayat. Say, oh Allah, give me tawfiq to make shukr on all the ni'mat you have blessed me. Oh Allah, you have blessed my parents with so many ni'mat. And what is the shukr? That you give me tawfiq to do good deeds. And those good deeds that are pleasing to you, O Allah. Not that good deeds that are pleasing to myself. Even in deen, shaitan misleads us. And many times we are doing actions for our nafs. And we think I'm doing work of deen. So all the time, this will only come right in the company of the friends of Allah. That we start checking our nafs and we realize that we have to do good deeds, that Allah is pleased with us. Even if it is contrary to our desires. And that is most important, that all the time we should be worried, is Allah happy with me? And for this we should be begging Allah and making that effort. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. That, oh Allah, make my Islam, make the Islam of my family. From this also we learn that we should be conscious of our own Islam all the time. And in our homes make Islam, our societies, this will spread throughout the world. And then you'll see, you'll get the du'as of the malaika, that the malaika who are holding up the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make dua to Allah, that, oh Allah, enter these people into Jannah. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ أَبَائِمْ وَزْوَاجِمْ وَزُّرِّيَاتِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. They make dua of maghfirat for you, and they say, oh Allah, enter them and all their offspring and their families who also they made their Islam, enter them into the same stages of Jannah. And you beg together with us. Allah Ta'ala says all the time, إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Oh Allah, I seek your pardon, I am weak, I am going to be faltering all the time, but oh Allah, I submit all the time wholeheartedly to your command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says such people will accept their deeds and will wipe out their evil deeds. And the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. And Allah ta'ala says, remember, never ever be disrespectful to your parents. وَقَوَلَّذِي قَالِ وَالِدَيْ أُفْ. Don't be like those people who utter any type of words. They don't think how they speak to their parents. Don't even say words like uff. In other words, any words that will hurt them in any way whatsoever. And if we faltered, ask them immediately for forgiveness. If they have left this life, make dua and maghfirat for them. Send isale sawab for them. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. The promise of Allah is absolutely true. Realize the promise of Allah. Don't be like the kuffar who say these are just fairy tales. That these are not true things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you will be prayer, when you come in front of the kuffar will be presented in front of the fire of Jahannam, then they will realize reality. Then it will be too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like the nation of Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. Waskur akha Ad. Allah ta'ala says, the people of Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, the nation of Ad, we gave them strength, we gave them might, power, wealth, children, everything, but they did not take heed. Allah sent severe drought to them. Now they came to the Nabi and they said, oh Nabi, Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, make dua for us. The Nabi was just too anxious that inshallah now their hearts will soften up, they will change their lives. Nabi made dua for them. Allah said, the system is that if they follow you, then we'll send down the rahmat. When he told them, they said, you just want, we must follow you. We'll go directly to Allah Ta'ala on our own. So they decided to send a delegation to Kaaba Sharif to go make dua to Allah Ta'ala directly themselves. That delegation was on their way to Kaaba Sharif and they got involved in all singing and dancing girls on the way. And they forgot where they were going to. Then they realized, oh, where we are going to? We're supposed to be going to Kaaba Sharif. They made Tawbah and they carried on again their journey. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them that Allah, they wanted rain. Allah ta'ala showed them three clouds. One cloud was an ordinary white cloud that they thought there's no rain in there. The another cloud was little darker, greyish cloud. They thought there isn't much rain in there. And the third cloud was a very heavy black cloud. So they thought, فَلَمَّا رَوْا عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ قَالَ هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا. Allah Ta'ala says, choose which cloud you want. They saw that black cloud. They said, yes, this is the cloud that we want. In other words, in haste, not realizing, when we don't want to follow the man of Allah, we'll make our own stupid decisions. بَلُوَا مَسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, they were too hasty in choosing the wrong thing. And what they chose? رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. It was a severe storm that was going to come down. And a punishment of Allah that came down. تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهَا. That Allah Ta'ala destroyed everything. فَأَصْبَحُوا لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ. And what did they see in the morning? Only the homes were left. All destroyed. And in this way Allah Ta'ala says, the retribution of the sinners. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us here also that to go Hajj and Umrah, very Mubarak, very good, but have focus when you're going. If you don't make your Islah and you go, you're going as a representative of your family, as a representative of your community. But Haji Sahib comes there and in the hotel room, there is a big TV screen. He's watching TV, he's watching sports, he's watching all the news. He forgot where he came. And in today's time, not even in the room, in our own pocket, in the Haram Sharif, we are watching all movies and we are taking our snaps, and Haji Sahib is very happy. Allah Ta'ala says, you are going to get the rahmat of Allah, don't come back with the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haji Sahib is buying those things from the market that he think he won't get in his home, and instead of coming back with hidayat and rahmat, he's coming back with all Allah Ta'ala's anger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like such people. Take a lesson from that group of jinnat. وَإِسْتَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفْرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. When they were going past and they heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting Quran, they stood and they heard. فَلَمَّا هَذَرُوا قَالُوا أَنْسِتُوا. When they came close, they said, listen attentively. And this is how we should be paying attention to Quran Kareem. Listen attentively, not just as an attainment. Quran, Qiraat competitions, we just listen and we just get overtaken. Allah Ta'ala says, listen attentively like this jinnat. فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ مُنْزِلِينَ. After hearing that affected their hearts, they went home, they went to their nation and they started warning their people. And they told their people, قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِينَا كِتَابٌ أُنزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. That we have heard such a kitab that has been revealed after which testifies to the kitab that was revealed to Musa alayhi salam. And the previous kitab, this is the kitab Quran Kareem, يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ. It will guide you towards the truth and the straight path. يَا قَوْمَنَا عَجِيبُوا. Oh, my people, when you have realize this, then take heed and accept the invitation of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that? That amanu, aminu, bring iman. Allah will forgive all your sins, and Allah will save you from a trying punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam, and all believers, first be kama sabara ulul azm. To do this, you get lot of objections, etc. Don't worry what people say and what they call you, fundamentalist, whatever. You just make sabr and remain firm, like the men of great firmness, the previous Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. And don't be hasty and worry that punishment must come on the kuffar. They are oppressing us. You remain firm on your deen. Allah Ta'ala will help you. As Allah Ta'ala mentions in the next surah, Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry about those people that are not coming, that are just believing in Allah. وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they still stop people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says they are deviating their own actions. Those who bring iman and on what we have revealed to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Muhammad, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And they realize this is the truth from their Rabb, that he is Qurani Kareem and the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will wipe out their evil deeds. Allah ta'ala will وَأَصْلَى بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah will make their islah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talks about important lectures with regard to being eager to go out in jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we should have this eagerness in our hearts all the time, that I want to give my life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who do, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah ta'ala will enter into Jannah those people who bring iman and do good deeds. And for them, beautiful gardens, rivers will be flowing, etc. Allahu Akbar. Allah ta'ala says, see how many nations we destroyed who did not take heed. On the other hand, look at the enjoyments of Jannah. مَسَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَيْدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Allah ta'ala says, the example of the Jannah which we have presented, which we have promised for the pious servants, فِيَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ. Allah is just giving us a brief idea. Let our mouths water, that you see there are such rivers of beautiful, pure, splendid water, crystal water, وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ, and beautiful rivers of pure milk, that the taste will never change, it will never ever get sour, and it's so white and pure and tasty. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِّلشَّارِبِينَ, and rivers of beautiful, pure wine that won't give you headache, won't give you intoxication. It is very tasty. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن عَسَلٍ مُّصَفًّى, rivers of pure, beautiful honey. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ, all types of fruits you'll get, and outdoor, there's no season there. Every season, all the beautiful fruit. And most important, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي, you don't have to eat like a prisoner, or you don't have to eat like with any instinct in your heart that I'm a sinner. Allah will forgive you already. And كَمَنْ وَخَالِدٌ فِي النَّارِ, can these people be compared to those people who are heading, who are forever to the fire of Jahannam? And when they will be wanting to turn, cleanse the church, وَسُكُمَا أَنْ حَمِيمًا, Allah will give them boiling pus, فَقَتَّ أَمْعَاهُمْ, that will tear their intestines. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take heed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, prepare for the day of Qiyamah, because very soon the day of Qiyamah will be coming, and then you realize the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah Ta'ala says before that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ, that O people of Iman, if you help Allah, that means you be firm on the deen of Allah. And this is, Allah doesn't need our help, it is to help ourselves. Allah says, then we will keep your feet firm on the face of the earth. You don't have to worry of the threats of the enemy. We will give you firmness. We will give you economic power. We will give you financial power. We will give you strength, etc. But the condition is that you assess the deen of Allah. You be firm on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to do this? Allah ta'ala says, فَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ, recite Quran and ponder over Quran Kareem. أَمَلَا قُلُوبِنَا فَالُوَا, or is your heart locked? Allah, but the beautiful dua what Dada Shaykh taught us, and as the dua we make after zikr also, that Allah, Allahumma aftah salah kulubina bi zikri, O Allah, by the barakat of your zikr, open the locks of our hearts. In other words, let us, our eyes of our hearts open up, and let us see the truth in the kalam of yours, and let us see the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and keep us steadfast on your deen, through opening our locks, and see how Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who just believe, and they stop from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they cause harm to the Nabi of Allah and the men of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that they can't harm Allah Ta'ala in the least, but rather they are destroying their actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be worried. You be firm and call on to the path of Islam. One tumul alone. You'll be the dominant force all the time. And don't let innama al-hayatu dunya laibu wa lahw. Remember, this world is just tomfoolery and play and fun and games. But sadly, as Muslims today, we want to follow the sports. We want to follow all the fun and games and entertainment. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تُؤْمِنُ وَتَتَّقُوا. If you bring iman and you stay away from all this entertainment, you bring taqwa, Allah will give you such a reward that Allah Ta'ala وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want your wealth. But when Allah Ta'ala tells you to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't be like that people from inkum mayyabkhal, that they are stingy. They don't want to spend from the wealth of Allah. Allah doesn't need your wealth. Allah gave you wealth and you spend. Allah says you are spending and we will reward you. Wallahu ghaniyyun antumul fuqara. Allah is extremely rich. Allah is not in need of our wealth. You all are poor, and if you don't follow this path of hidayat, wa in tatawallu yastabil qauman ghayrakum. Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need you. Allah will wipe you out from the face of the earth and bring another nation that will be there, that will not be like you. The next surah, Surah Fatah, Allah Ta'ala showed that those nations that did not want to take heed to the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite all odds, they even kicked out Aliyazu Billah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his home, from Makkah Sharif, and they caused great harm and difficulty. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. O my beloved Nabi, don't be worried. You have been given the greatest victory, that you will walk into Makkah Sharif and it will be victorious, and see people how they will be coming in flocks and flocks to your deen. The kuffar were laughing and they said, what is this man talking about? That he is so weak, we kicked him out. Allah Ta'ala says that don't worry. From this we understand that seeing is deceiving and hearing is believing. Hear the commands of Allah, in that day is truth. Don't look at the outward conditions, because finally everything is in the control of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةِ. The whole world is looking for peace and contentment, but they're looking for it where it doesn't lie. Allah Ta'ala says it comes down from the heaven. فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In the hearts of the true pious servants. So we have to sit in the company of the friends of Allah with an open heart that, O Allah, I want that nur of iman, your recognition, your greatness, your love, O Allah. Then see, sakina will come in the heart. This is not any auntie that will come in your heart, but Allah's special nur that will come into your heart. And you'll see your iman will be growing more than the iman you got. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how Allah ta'ala will guide. Well, those people who come into the soul, how Allah ta'ala will give them beautiful guidance. And gardens of Jannat. Don't be like the munafiqeen. And Allah ta'ala explains conditions of the munafiqeen. Allah explains the great honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how we have to honor and respect Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and send durood upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how to get this? Inna alladhina yubayyunaka innama yubayyun Allah. Said, O Nabi of Allah, those who came to take bayat at your hand, pled allegiance. They are actually pledging allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a great sunnah, and this is the system of Allah. If you want to find Allah, get connected to the men of Allah, and they will teach us how to get connected to Allah. And so to say, you are putting your hands in the hand of Allah. Our Dada Shaykh used to say, if you want to, so to say, shake Allah's hands, that put your hand in the hand of a wali of Allah, to who your heart takes, and yadullahi fawqa aydihim. Allah says Allah's hand is above that. Now what he tells you, follow him, follow his lifestyle. From a and if you take bait and then you don't follow the trend and you don't follow what he has told you, and you break your bait off, you are only causing harm to yourself. Woman opa, those who have fulfilled the pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah rewards them abundantly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains Allah ta'ala's great control of the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have to go out in the path of Allah, but if you have excuse, you are sick, etc., Allah Allah Ta'ala overlooked it. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says how happy Allah Ta'ala was with those people who took a pleasure with the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Bayt-e Ridwan also Allah Ta'ala was extremely happy. And Bayt-e Shajara Allah Ta'ala says is يُبَعِيُونَكَ تَحْتَ Shajara. At the time of Sulh Hudaybiyah, when the kuffar stopped Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and them from going into Makkah Sharif, Allah Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took a pledge with them. They all, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is extremely happy with them. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them that now, go and shave off your hair and cut off, come out of Ihram. They felt it very difficult. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was worried. He went into his tent. One of our Ummahatul Mumineen, most probably Hazrat Umm Salma Rajallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she said, oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her, what am I going to do? They said, oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they're not disobeying you. They feeling sad. You go and cut your hair and see how they will follow you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went out. He started shaving his hair. All the Sahaba rushed out. They also started shaving their head and cutting their hair also, cutting their head also. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, this is how you should follow the Nabi of Allah. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains, لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ رُؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ That, oh Nabi of Allah, the dream you saw that you're going to conquer Makkah, it is absolutely true. Don't worry what the kuffar say. لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ Very soon you'll see how you are entering Masjid al-Haram. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the best conqueror in the world. He conquered Makkah Sharif, but with extreme humility, humbleness, bowing his head down on his camel as if he's making sajda on the camel and making shukr to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, we have sent you that your deen be dominant. Let the kuffar do what they want and say what they want. The propaganda will not prevail. Your deen will prevail. Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Following in his lifestyle like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. What was their qualities? وَالَّذِينَ مَا وَشِدَّا That those who were with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were very stern against the kuffar. And their lifestyle, they hated, they shunned. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ They were very loving and kind among themselves. At night they used to be engaged in rukah and sujada. They used to engage in ruku, sajda. Seeking only Allah Ta'ala's happiness and fadl and karam and kindness. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِمْ مِنَ السَّرِي سُجُودِ When you see them in the morning, you see their marks of sajda on their forehead. Allah Ta'ala says, this was the example in the Torah and in the Injil. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Allah has promised for those people who bring iman and do good deeds. Allah will forgive you and give you a great reward. Allah give us tawfiq to follow in the path of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماتة الأذى عن من الطريق حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا ایمان کی 70 سے زیادہ شاخیں ہیں بعض روایات میں 77 آئی ہے ان میں سب سے افضل لا الہ الا اللہ کا پڑھنا ہے اور سب سے کم درجہ راستہ سے کسی تکلیف دہ چیز ان لکڑی کانٹے وغیرہ کا ہٹا دینا ہے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہی سید ایمان کمپرائزز آف مور دین 70 برانچز The most virtuous of which is the recitation of La ilaha illallah, and the lowest or easiest branch is removing obstacles from the pathway. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ahlihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب غن درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر جے کوج در لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله No. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس شیطان نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کرداروں نہ معصیہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بستان میں آخر میرے زبان اے میرے الہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے سچا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر دور جام ہے قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله